BBC News with Julie Candler. The Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has called for United Nations peacekeepers to be deployed in the east of the country to guarantee a ceasefire. He was speaking at an emergency meeting of his Security Council after Ukrainian forces withdrew from the strategic eastern town of Debaltseve following a sustained assault by pro-Russian rebels. Both sides have blamed each other for violating the ceasefire agreed last week. Paul Adams saw the Ukrainian troops leave.
All day, the road out of Debaltseve into government-held territory thundered to the sound of retreating armour, tanks and troop carriers full of exhausted, sometimes defiant soldiers. In a bus by the side of the road, I found Yuri slumped on his seat across the aisle from a sleeping colleague. They'd walked through the night across country to get here. He said individual units had taken their own decisions to leave. The situation was increasingly dire. They were in danger of being surrounded and were running out of ammunition. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko says the withdrawal was all planned. On the ground, it looked like a hasty retreat in the face of overwhelming odds.
The White House says Russia and the rebels have not lived up to the terms of the ceasefire signed last week by the leaders of Germany, France, Ukraine and Russia. The four leaders are about to discuss the future of the region on the phone. A plane has bombarded a village in southern Niger near the border with Nigeria, killing more than 30 people. From Lagos, here's Will Ross.
An official from the area told the BBC that the plane dropped three bombs and one of them hit a group of mourners attending a funeral in Abadam, a village in the south of Niger. The official said 37 people were killed, amongst them two young children. He said some of the injured are being treated in Diffa town. Boko Haram jihadists have hit Diffa several times, and it seems highly likely the bombing raid was meant to target the jihadists. It's not clear which country sent the plane.
The UN envoy for international migration has criticised the European Union's response to migrants arriving in Italy by sea as collectively inadequate and immoral. Peter Sutherland said the EU nations should act together to save lives. The European Commissioner for Migration, Dimitris Avramopoulos, responded by saying that a more comprehensive system was being developed.
The European Union 10 years ago was caught by surprise on this phenomenon of immigration, and unfortunately the policy before was fragmented. There is no national solution. We are moving towards a more comprehensive, holistic policy that will engage all states, not only of the European Union, but also of the countries of origin, of transit and destination.
World News from the BBC. Tens of thousands of people in Argentina have been gathering outside the Congress building in Buenos Aires for a march over the death of a state prosecutor, Alberto Nisman, exactly a month ago. Mr. Nisman's body was found with a gunshot wound to the head in his apartment, hours before he was due to testify in Congress against President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner and her foreign minister. Libya's internationally recognised government has asked the UN Security Council to lift the arms embargo on the country to help address the worsening security situation there. The Libyan foreign minister told the Security Council such a move would help the government build its army so it could tackle Islamic State. Former governor of Florida, Jeb Bush, who's hoping to be the Republican candidate for the US presidency in 2016, has insisted that he is his own man. John Sopel reports.
He's not yet a candidate and the presidential election is still over 18 months away, but Jeb Bush is already beginning to emerge as a front-runner for the Republican nomination. And this foreign policy speech is part of that laying the groundwork. In it, he argues that under Barack Obama, America has lost the confidence of its friends and no longer inspired fear in her enemies. Perhaps the most fascinating passage of the speech is when he talks about his father and brother, both previous occupants of the Oval Office. He says he recognises that as a result, his views will often be held up in comparison to theirs. And he goes on, "I love my father and my brother, but I am my own man."
In a message marking the Lunar New Year, the leader of Hong Kong has acknowledged recent political turbulence in the territory and urged residents to take inspiration from the Chinese zodiac animal for the coming year, the sheep. Leung Tsun-ying said the past year had been rife with conflicts, a reference to pro-democracy protests that paralysed parts of the city for months. He said sheep were mild and gentle animals that lived peacefully in groups. BBC News.